Kieran from IndieMedia Ireland, who's going to tell us briefly about some of their experiences in working with the press in Ireland and some of the experiences of, certainly in the UK, there's always been a long-running debate about whether or not to engage with the corporate media. And in Ireland, they took a slightly different view on it for the recent May Day protests, but they have some many good reasons for that. So I'm going to hand over now to Kieran.
Very much, Dave. I just want to start by obviously saying that I'm speaking personally, not for IndieMedia Ireland, as is normal. I wanted to describe two different events that, in the 3 years' history, IndieMedia Ireland has been involved in, and give you some context to the events, and then have a look at some of the lessons that we learned from them. The first one was a Reclaim the Streets party in Dublin in May 2002. And this was the first large Reclaim the Streets that blocked off part of the city centre. It went on for about 5 or 6 hours and finished up with what's been classed as a police riot. And basically, the Irish guards went in with batons and hospitalised about 25 people and then arrested another 10 of the people who were there for breach of the peace. The initial media reports that came out of that were your standard, you know, anarchists and anti-globalisation protesters riot on Dame Street. The thing was that IndieMedia had been there and had a huge amount of video coverage or video footage of that. Over the course of the following 2 days, we went to all the Irish networks and presented the video footage and completely changed the story around, partly because there was no footage of all of any protester doing anything other than passive resistance, and there was some unbelievable shots of guards just beating people to the ground and continuing to hit them. This had a huge effect in Ireland and led to calls for a Garda commissioner being set up, the same as there is in Northern Ireland, and became sort of a byword for a corrupt police force and for the brutality that the guards had been using but had been using in secrecy. In a lot of ways, it did two things. One, for IndieMedia, it did two things. One, it legitimated IndieMedia and meant that we had an immediate entry into journalists. We could refer to that over the course of the following 2 years, and they knew who we were. The second thing that it did was it gave us quite a positive attitude to dealing with the media, in that we had won that story quite strongly. We had turned the initial story around completely. At the start of this year, the Grassroots Network put out a series of calls for a mobilisation against the 1st of May accession treaty celebrations in Dublin. This was being classed, it was part of the Irish EU presidency, and it was being classed as this wonderful event for Ireland. We were very privileged, and all of Europe was going to be totally happy that this was happening. The Grassroots Network were seen as the people who were going to spoil the party. Very early on in February, end of February, start of March, the papers started to run stories about, you know, the same type of stories Dave has mentioned. Thousands of anarchists going to come to Ireland, violence on the streets, this could be the first big anti-globalisation protest in Ireland. IndieMedia decided that, one, we were going to set up our first physical media centre to facilitate the reporting of this, and secondly, that we were going to try and counter this again. So IndieMedia worked with the Grassroots and with the other organisers of other protests to actually put out a different story. In the run-up to May Day, we did things like we managed a media monitoring system, and we would then feed out the more ridiculous stories into the press. And again, we sort of swung the story around, and in the broadsheets anyway, they started to accept that there had been a scare story or a scare campaign being orchestrated. We also were able to trace that back directly to the Minister of Justice, who had been briefing individual journalists and saying this had been happening. So in terms of dealing with the violence of the May Day protests, again, we turned the story around. However, in both of these incidents, there was fairly large lessons that I think we learned in terms of the way that the state and the media organisations adapted to what we were doing. On May Day, we found it was virtually impossible to break out of a debate about violence. The obvious, once we had said that these protests weren't violent, once we had that had been accepted, the next obvious step was to look at what the protests were about and the reasons that people were going to be out on the streets over May Day. We found this virtually impossible to get into the mainstream media. The other fallout that has been much slower but perhaps more insidious has been from the RTS events. As one of the things that happened from the Reclaim the Streets party, 10 guards were charged with assault on protesters. this is still going on, and it's 2 years down the line at this point. What one of the things that's happened is that the people who actually shot that footage are now being called into court repeatedly to justify the footage being shown. And just last week, one of the main guys was in for 3 days under cross-examination, where basically he was being character assassinated. Posts that he had done to indie media over the course of the last 2 years were being read out in court, all to try and prove that he was an unsafe witness, and also to try and rule the video evidence out of order. So in that way, you know, I mean, personally, he has decided to sort of withdraw to a large extent from the indie media project because he can't maintain this. It's also a very obvious tactic that even if they lose this, they don't want this type of information to come out again, and now they're using this particular war of attrition to try and wear down people who've actually brought this up. One of the things that came out of this was that in May we had this large PR-type campaign that we ran, and then in June, on the 25th of June, George Bush graced us with a visit in Ireland. The indie media reaction was completely different. We focused much more in on ourselves. We didn't have spokespeople to the press. We didn't run a central media centre to provide press access to protesters. And the output of a lot of what we did, rather than trying to feed it through into the corporate media, what we've now done is trying to set up screening sessions and trying to bypass it. So in a lot of ways, before May Day, we would have been in one relationship with the corporate media, which was opposed to the UK's. I think one of the lessons is a lot of us have now sort of come around in relation to that. Now, obviously, this is not universal in Ireland. We would still have, because of the issue of scale, we would still have a lot more entries into the national broadcaster and things like this.